Good day to you, and welcome to the Kitty Podcast, where we share information, tips, and techniques to help children, youth, families, and educators grow and blossom. I'm your host, Tracy V. McGee, and we welcome you from beautiful Lithia Springs, Georgia. In today's episode, we will discuss hope as it relates to self-talk and the positivity of self-talk. We want to explore how you telling yourself positive things will bring them to being. I want you to be sure to listen all the way through for details about a special surprise that we have for all of our listeners. And so at the very end, we'll tell you how you can get your surprise. The TJAC Group sponsors the Kitty Podcast, the TJAC Educational Consulting Group is a program of eight services where we provide educational services and programs for churches, school districts, and licensed childcare centers. So, as we jump in, write down your questions, write down any comments that you have. If you feel like we should correct something, write that down too, because we're always learning. But we're going to talk about self-help. So when you write down your questions and your comments, please email them to thekittypodcast@gmail.com. That's Kitty, KIDDIE, podcast, PODCAST, @gmail.com. So come on and take this adventure with me as we talk about self-talk. When a person engages in self-talk, they use words either silently or out loud to influence the activity in which they are participating. And so you'll learn some things about me in our Kitty Podcast. One of them is that I am a huge football fan. I love football. I enjoy the sport. I like to watch it. I do not play it, but I love to watch it. I like going to the games. I like sitting in my living room and watching the games. If there's a football game on Thursday night, on Sunday, on Monday, chances are you know where to find me, either at the game or sitting in my favorite chair watching the game. Sometimes I'll watch the players either before they have to get out on the field or after they have made a successful play. And I'll notice that their lips are moving. They're not talking to themselves, they are engaging in self-talk. I can make this touchdown. I can carry the ball 3 yards so we can get the first down. I have the ability to be able to kick this field goal. I am able to throw the ball to a spot and it goes into the hands of the receiver. And you'll see their lips moving. No sound necessarily coming out, but they are talking themselves into believing what they can do. Well, you can do that over Sunday dinner. I can make the best macaroni and cheese you've ever tasted. I will bake this chicken so good that you will never want fried chicken again. I will make these collard greens so tender they will melt in your mouth. Self-talk. Positive self-talk. I can do it. For educators such as myself, self-talk is beneficial when preparing to teach a new topic, performing for an evaluation, or engaging in a meeting with parents. Self-talk has the potential to enhance a person's attention and regulate emotions to reduce nervousness and anxiety. Because sometimes before we get up, even though we get up day after day and talk in front of our classes, sometimes when it's something new, it can make us nervous. And that's why you need to be nice to your teachers, because you never know what kind of day they're having, and you never know when they're nervous. But you just saying you should practice self-talk, Miss McGee, can help your teacher so very, very much. There are different types of self-talk. You have positive self-talk, I can do it. You have instructional self-talk. If I put these papers in these folders and write the name on the folder, I will be more organized. You have negative self-talk. I'm never going to be able to do this. You have spontaneous self-talk. Yay, me! And you have goal-directed self-talk. Today is Thursday. If I read the information for my paper, I will be able to write the paper on Friday, and then I can turn it in on Sunday. Goal directed and goal oriented. When you participate in positive self-talk, you encourage yourself by speaking of your positive qualities. So here's a challenge for you. I want you to email this to me, to thekittypodcast@gmail.com. I want you to tell me one positive thing about yourself using self-talk. So one positive thing about me using self-talk is I love to learn. I have to say that when I'm tired, when I don't feel like writing the paper, when I don't feel like reading the article, when I don't feel like looking at the textbook, I have to remind myself that I love to learn. I love learning. That is positive self-talk. So, what is your positive self-talk? Just tell me one thing and email it to thekittypodcast@gmail.com. So, we've talked about the athletes. So, I talked about football, but you will also see people who play golf using self-talk. You will also notice that people who participate in track and field events use self-talk. Tennis players use self-talk. Swimmers use self-talk. Rowers use self-talk. Basketball players use self-talk. Baseball players use self-talk. Soccer players use self-talk. That doesn't mean that if you don't use self-talk, that that's the wrong thing. It's just that if you use positive self-talk, you have a better chance of being able to reach your goals. There is a definition that Latin Jack gave us for self-talk. The definition says verbalizations addressed to the self. So words addressed to you. Overtly or covertly, out loud or inside, characterized by interpretive elements associated to the content. Content. So you are looking at what you are able to do. You are telling yourself what you are able to do. And then you are going out to do it. When faced with challenges or unusual experiences for teachers in your classroom, for students in your classroom, take the time to practice self-talk. I am a dedicated educator. I am an outstanding student. I am an awesome role model for my children. I am an awesome role model for my peers. Parents trust me with their children. Teachers trust me with their belongings. I am respected by my team members. I am respected by my teacher. I am valued by my team leader. I am valued by my teacher. Parents and teachers are able to combine their efforts to work with you, children, who demonstrate negative beliefs about their ability to succeed in school. Because sometimes you just think that you can't. And so write these things down. You can benefit by telling yourself, I'll do well. I will do well. I will do well. Write that down on a piece of paper. I will do well. I can do this. Write this down on a piece of paper. I can do this. I am smart. Write this down on a piece of paper. I am smart. Here's another one. Yes, I can. Remember, well, some of you may not remember, but when President Barack Obama was running for office to become the president of the United States, those three words did it for me. All he kept saying was, yes, I can. And I was like, yes, I can. So write that down on a piece of paper. Yes, I can. This one's a little bit longer, but write it down on a piece of paper. I will do my very best. I will do my very best. Write that down on a piece of paper. I will do my very best. Here's the last one that I have. I will try hard. I will try hard. You can take these pieces of paper and put them in different places where you can see them. So when you are eating your breakfast, you can see your sign that says, I will do well. You can see a sign that says, I can do this. You can see a sign that says, I am smart. When you are brushing your teeth, you can see a sign that says, yes, I can. When you are walking out the door, you can see a sign that says, I will do my very best, or I will try hard. These are things that you have the ability to do. So, I did say that we had a surprise for you at the end. I have a list of self-talk statements that are especially for our school-age students, but parents, you can use these. Teachers, you can use these. And some examples are, I believe in myself. My opinion is valid. This looks easy. I know I can do it. And so we would love to be able to send you over a list of these. So I want to end out just by talking to you about the power of reading. One of the services in our company is called Reading is the Key to Tutoring Program. Reading is the key. You need to read in order to feel like you understand what was a big question mark to you before. Sometimes you need to read to encourage yourself. Other times you need to read so that you learn more. And so one of my favorite poems that I learned through reading is called Still I Rise by Maya Angelou. And in our tutoring program, our students, they memorize this poem. Maya Angelou said, "You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? 'Cause I walk like I've got oil wells pumping in my living room, just like moons and like suns with the certainty of tides, just like hopes springing high. Still, I'll rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't you take it awful hard, 'cause I laugh like I've got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words, you may cut me with your eyes, you may kill me with your hatefulness, but still, like air, I'll rise. Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I dance like I've got diamonds at the meeting of my thighs? Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from the past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean, leaping in wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise into a daybreak that's wondrously clear. I rise, bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise, I rise, I rise." Thank you for hanging out with us today. Thank you for engaging with us as we talk to you about hope. Thank you for learning more about self-talk. Thank you for sending us more information about self-talk. Don't forget, email us at thekittypodcast@gmail.com. So that we can send you our special gift for you. Hey, listen, we need for you to be hopeful. We need for you to be happy. We need for you to be helpful. Have a great day until we see you again next week. God bless you all.